A grassroots coalition is lobbying for more beds in a proposed replacement to the Holyoke Soldiers Home, the long-term care facility where at least 76 veterans died in a COVID-19 outbreak. With a spring deadline looming for the state to apply to the Veterans Administration for funds, the Holyoke Soldiers Home Coalition, a group of veterans advocates and family members, is calling for the state to commit to building a new home that would have at least 280 private rooms and facilities to operate an adult daycare program.
Now is the time for action. We call upon the state, the administration, and the legislature to do the right thing, to make things right at Holyoke.
Paul Barabani, a former superintendent at the Soldiers Home who retired in 2016, lamented the state's decision in 2012 not to fund a VA-approved plan that would have upgraded the facility and done away with overcrowded shared rooms.
We can't let it happen again.
The coalition disputes a recommendation from a design firm hired by the state to decrease the number of beds from the current total of 235 long-term beds to no more than 204. Barabani said the consultant's report underestimates the demand for long-term veteran care.
We support veterans from across the state, from Great Barrington out to South Boston. People want to be at the Soldiers Home in Holyoke, and the veterans will travel in the corridors of Route 91 and in the Turnpike, allow for people to come to the Soldiers Home in Holyoke.
Even after the tragedy at the Soldiers Home, demand for admission there remains strong, according to Stephen Connor, the director of Central Hampshire Veterans Services.
But within 4 months, I had people going, do you know when it's going to open up? You know when my dad might be able to get in there? Questions like that. And right after the first of the year, I've already had 3 inquiries in my district about, can my father go there? Can we is it opened up? My understanding is they've taken some applications. They have a waiting list.
With an April 15th deadline to apply for federal funds to replace the current Soldiers Home, John Parody, a core member of the coalition, said they've already started to make their case to state legislators and other decision makers.
We're hoping that with our outreach efforts and with our coalition members talking to their elected officials, ultimately we can encourage the state to truly look at the demand that we see in the community.
The coronavirus outbreak last spring at the Soldiers Home led to pledges of reform from Governor Charlie Baker. A legislative oversight committee has held hearings that have focused on staffing and facilities issues. The superintendent at the time and the former medical director have been charged criminally. Both have pleaded not guilty. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.